games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver, alongside Tom Swiddle, past president of the WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame member, and former big-time high school football coach. I call him big-time high school football coach.
Thank you.
He doesn't call himself that, that's for sure. Coach, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. Hey, so we're recording this show a couple of days early because today is game day. It's the All-Star game up at UW-Oshkosh. Right now, 10 o'clock, eight-player All-Star game, eight-man is kicking off. 1:30, the small school All-Star game. And at 5 o'clock, the large school All-Star game. And let's just be honest, you're a little bit too busy game day to do a two-hour show with me.
Yeah, there's no way I could be in two places at once.
No, and even if we tried to do this via cell phone, it would be a little bit difficult because you never know what happens on game day up there. And you're running around like a crazy man.
I am. I have a lot of duties on game day.
You and Sarver, and boy, there is a list that we can't, it's too long to even go through, Tom, of all the WFCA people and coaches that help out today.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, one of the things that happens on game day is we have semi-annual, I guess, board of directors meeting. So all of the region reps are there along with the executive board, and we meet at 8 o'clock, and we're usually done about 9:15 because we all have to go out then and collect tickets or sell programs or do something.
Hey, I wanted to let me run down to the show today. First segment's going to be you and I. Second segment, Amber Tomsvik.
Tom Sovic
from Children's Hospital is going to join us. And then Kendra Carew, who is Children's Hospital patient, is going to join us after that. And then at 10:45, Major Nicholas Morales, U.S. Marines, they are an all-star game sponsor, is going to join us. At 11 o'clock, Kevin Bullis, head football coach UW-Whitewater, will join us and talk a little bit about what this week was like for them. And then Jerry
Golombieski.
I struggle on last names, and that's a bad one for me. WFC raffle chairman. We talk a little bit about some of the items that are being raffled at the game and the banquet. Again, money from the raffles all go to Children's Hospital. I got this one, by the way, at 11:30, T.C. Swiddle. That one I can pronounce. I asked if we could bring him in because he is a former All-State player from Brookfield East. He's your son. He was a ball boy and a manager in 2007, and he played in this thing in 2016. So he has seen this game from a lot of different angles, and his father was you being a head coach twice in this game. I thought, what a great perspective young TC would have for us. And then at 11:45, Darius Crowley-Reed, running back for Greendale Martin Luther. He's playing in the game today, again, kicking off at 1:30, and he's going to join us as well. So I'm looking forward to today's show, and I wanted you and asked you if it was okay if we kept that first segment open, because I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about being a head coach in this game twice and being around it as long as you have. The game itself, and I tell people this, and they always look at me like I'm crazy, but the actual football game is probably not the biggest part of this thing. Now, it is for some of the players, and it is for some of the coaches, at least going into it. And then they realize when it's all done that the football game was great, and we're trying to win, and we're playing at a high level. But boy, these kids and these coaches learned so much from this week other than just playing football better.
That's absolutely correct, Mike. The association we have with Children's Hospital, and we do fundraise. This game is about fundraising for Children's Hospital, and we make it personal. We have the players interact with the Children's Hospital patients and their parents, and they do different things with them during the course of the week. along with not only visiting the camps at Whitewater for the South and Oshkosh for the North, but they're also a big part of the All-Star Game banquet, and it's very emotional for many of the players. And one of the reasons is it's hard not to know somebody who hasn't received help from Children's Hospital,
right,
be it a brother, a sister, a cousin, a friend, whatever. I mean, there are so many connections for our players and coaches in this game with Children's Hospital.
Hey, Tom, do you know, and we can ask Amber this when she comes on, but do you know if people have not sponsored any of the players in this, is there still time today to donate money?
There is time today. You can do it all the way through the end of the weekend, actually, of the games. So you can still get on the Children's Hospital site, website, and all the information is on there and you know how to do that.
Yeah, it's simple. When you get to chwevents.org, chwevents.org, and you can go ahead and pick a player from your school, pick a player from your area, pick a kid you know or have heard about, and if not, you can donate to the general fund, but understand that this money goes right to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. It stays here, and it helps kids in this area, and the amount of things and the amount of money that this game has brought to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin is astounding to me. These kids do a great job of raising money.
They really do. I think last year, and Amber will have all of this stuff for us, but it was over $400,000 last year.
Unbelievable.
That was raised for Children's Hospital.
And it stays right here.
It stays right in Children's Hospital in Wisconsin.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, so when you coached as the head coach that second time with TC, and we'll talk to TC about that, how much more prepared for that week were you than the first time?
Oh, much more prepared. I was an anomaly the first time in that I wasn't even an assistant before. You know, a lot of guys, they're an assistant, and then at some point in the game, and then at some
right.
point they become the head coach. I had never been an assistant in the game when they asked me to do it. So, you know, I was unprepared in the sense that I didn't know how the week was going to play out.
Right.
And back then in 2007, there was just one game. So there was, you know, all the small school kids and the large school kids were on one team for the North and the South. There's just one game, two teams. And the second time around in 2016, I was much more prepared and had my head on straight on how I wanted the week to look like and so on.
So that first year, and I want to go back to that first year. What were the things that surprised you? Like, what surprised you? Like, wow, okay, I didn't see that coming.
One of the things that surprised me was how easy it was to install the offense and defense. And on Wednesday night, the South traditionally has had an inter-squad scrimmage, and it's no longer a full contact affair, but it's still a lively thud-type scrimmage. And in 2007, I think we were ready to play on Thursday.
Really?
It was like hard to keep their attention for two more days of practice and then playing on Saturday. I mean, I think after the scrimmage, our kids in 2007 were like, let's just play the game.
Hey,
and I had to get on them on Thursday. You know, I got all over them during the first practice because they weren't responding real well.
Were you at Brookfield East at that point?
I was at Wauwatosa East.
So when you then went back, then a couple weeks later, you opened camp at Tosa East, and now you're getting back to coaching a regular team. The first couple days, you must have been like, oh boy.
Yeah.
You know what? Coaching those right. boys up at Whitewater and Oshkosh, where they were all, look, these are the best of the best. These
best
kids.
Of the best. Yes.
Best of the best. And these are kids that picked up things fairly quickly, obviously.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly. And, you know, just to continue your thought of going back to Tulsa East in 2007, that was one of my better teams. We went to the second round of the playoffs that year. We had a really, really nice team at Tulsa East. But, you know, there was a difference, without
yeah,
question.
No doubt. Hey, and then, you know, you kind of fast forward a little bit, and you go to 2016, and now you've got a chance to do this again. They ask you again to do it. You have a chance to coach your son in his last high school football game. I would think that the memories that you guys had, and we've had this conversation, and it's heartwarming to me, the memories that not only you and TC have, but the friendships that he's had since that, just, I don't know if it gets any better than that, Tom.
I have to tell you, and again, being a first-time coach in 2007, it, you know, who knows if I would have had some experience in the game, how things could have been different. But I got as close to that 2016 All-Star team as close as any team I've ever coached. I mean, it was amazing.
In a week.
It was just a great experience. Not that 2007 was a great experience,
sure,
but in 2016, we were exceptionally close as a team. And part of it, I'm sure, was because my son was playing.
Right.
And I just had a different perspective, perhaps.
And your head wasn't on a swivel.
Correct.
Because you kind of you had a focus on, okay, here's what we didn't do last time. I'm going to get this done here, and we're gonna run with this. Well, I'll tell you, and again, we're taping the show before Saturday. It was a hot week, man.
Oh,
and
the one thing that I'm concerned about, that I was always concerned about, I should say, is the weather and being able to get through a hot week, because it's not only hot during the day when you practice, but it's hot in the dorms at night.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you get worn out. And last night, instinctively, I'm watching the weather forecast on the news, and I said to my wife, Ingrid, boy, it's going to be hot in Whitewater this week.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going to drive up there, drive home. Make sure you you drive home. Hey, if you were had to say, and we've only got 2 or 3 minutes left in this segment, but if you got a chance to talk to a guy, and this is his first year as a head coach in one of these All-Star games, what would you tell him?
I'd say, first of all, do it. If you have the opportunity, do it. When I look back, and I coached, you know, I've coached a really long time, and when I look back at all the things that I've done in my coaching career, coaching in the All-Star game twice is right at the top of the list. I mean, as great a things as I've ever done in coaching. So it's certainly take the opportunity to do that. Now, there's a lot of work that gets involved with that, because you are directly involved with your team with fundraising, and you do have a lot of organization, and you do have to choose, you know, your assistants, and you got to be really careful how you do that, because
right,
you have to have guys that also understand the importance of the game with the fundraising at Children's Hospital. But if you get the opportunity, certainly do it. And I would also suggest to them, talk to somebody who has done it in the past. And I've offered, you know, to do that with every coach that's ever become an All-Star game coach. I have all my stuff for 2007
of course
and
you
2016.
Do.
I mean, everything in binders.
Look, you and I have known each other now a long time.
Yes, we
and
have.
And we've had conversations about a lot of things outside of football, all of it. And there isn't anything that we talk about that you have more passion about. And you know what? Again, the football part is great, and you loved it, but the overall week of camaraderie, getting a chance to know these guys, raising money for a great cause, and then going out and playing football, you know what? And that's the reason I wanted to spend this segment with just you and I, to have that conversation, and the amount of respect that I have about the passion you have for this game, Tom, is off the charts. So, you know, thank you for the job that you and Doug, and we could talk about, we could have spent the whole segment thanking people that are doing stuff for this game. We didn't have time, so I wanted to do that with just you and I. And again, I appreciate all you do for this game. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk with Amber, who is the Children's Hospital rep, and we'll talk to her about the Children's Hospital tie-in, how important this game is to them, and how you can still get involved. Again, we're taping this show because there's no chance I get swindled to spend 2 hours with me on the phone today. You can watch the game. It's on Fox Sports, correct?
Correct.
All three of them?
No, just the small school and the large school.
Okay, kickoff at 1:30. Is a small school, 5 o'clock, the large school, on Fox Sports. If you want to come up, there's still time. Come on up, Oshkosh Titan Stadium, up in Oshkosh. Come on up and join us as this game goes on, and again, raising money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. This is the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented, as always, by our friends at Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. Again, he's the past president of the WFCA Hall of Fame member, and it's a big day. This All-Star game that's going on today, there's three of them. The eight-man game kicked off at 10 o'clock, small school All-Star game at 1:30. 5 o'clock, the large school all-star game, all on Fox Sports. If you can't get up to Titan Stadium, you can watch it on Fox Sports. We are now joined by Amber Tomsovic, and she is a children's hospital rep, and this is her first year, correct, Tom?
Yeah, I believe it is, right, Amber? This is your first go at this year?
Yes. Well, I've been working on the event for 3 years, but this is my first year leading on the event.
Man. So as like an assistant coach, it's a big step to move over on the bench 6 inches, Amber. Now, this is your baby. First of all, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. We talked in the first segment, Amber, that this is so much more than just a high school football game. It's so much more than one more shot for these guys to play a game in high school. And I don't know if all of the players understand it, you know, as they're going to Whitewater for the South or going to Oshkosh for the North this week to practice, but they certainly know by the end of the week the importance of Children's Hospital in raising money for that facility.
Yes, yes. Some of these boys, it's their first exposure to the power of philanthropy. Some of the boys have been fundraising for years. It's a really cool experience, and I know that Doug with the WFCA is always saying it, that it's going to be the experience of a lifetime, and they will never forget it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the kids, look, Tom's been the head coach of this thing for two different years, and we, you know, we had that conversation the first segment, and I just think it's marvelous on a number of different areas. Amber, first, that these kids get a chance to understand the importance of Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Look, I'm a grandfather of four. I know exactly. I live 10 minutes from Children's Hospital, and I know the importance because I've been to your hospital a lot. And understand that it does great work, and it's such a jewel and a gem for here in Southeast Wisconsin. But these young student athletes, they get a chance to raise money, and maybe in the beginning they don't understand how important the money is that's going to Children's Hospital. But by the end of the week, Tom, and I'll ask you this, they get it.
They get it without question. And one of the things we talked about, Amber, in our first segment is how personal it becomes for the players having the opportunity to interact with the Children's Hospital patients and parents that are involved in the game.
Yes, and I bring our children's camps to Oshkosh and Whitewater to play with the football players, and a lot of the football players don't really understand that some of these champs aren't going to be able to play football. So it really ties them closer to the cause and ties them closer to why they're playing this game and why they're raising this money for kids.
You know, Amber, the first year that I was the head coach for the South in 2007 was the first year of the WFCA Children's Hospital partnership in this game. And when I look at how the games have grown, or the game, and I have to say games now because back then there was only one game, now there's three, I'm amazed at how big this event has gotten, and a lot of it is because of Children's Hospital, people like yourself and Denise Hyos who have contributed so much to this game.
Yeah, and it's not just us. We are so lucky for this partnership. WFCA has helped us raise more than $4.2 million in 14 years.
Oh, my. Yeah, that number's that I didn't realize that it was that big, Amber. You know what? That's what a great partnership. And again, as we talk throughout the show today, if you're feeling led and you want to help out, if you've got a player from the high school you're at, if you've got a nephew, if you just want to help out in general, it's chwevents.org. chwevents.org, and it's really easy. You can go online, and they make it very simple for you to be able to get involved and help us out raising money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Understand that the money stays right here at this hospital. And if you're a parent, a grandparent, aunt, uncle, you've been to the hospital, and you know the great work that these guys do. And for us to be able to say, hey, look, over the last number of years, $4.2 million is certainly, you know, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and WFCA is just a great partnership. And we're talking to Amber Tomsovic, and she is the Children's Hospital rep this year. She's been on the team, but this is her baby now. And we certainly thank her for the amount of time that she's putting in. Amber, this has been a very busy week, and it will be a very busy week for you leading up to the game, correct?
Yes. I have Oshkosh Camp tomorrow where I bring the champs. I have camp with Whitewater and the champs on Wednesday. On Friday, we have our banquet where all the coaches and families and players get together to celebrate the player's success. And then Saturday is game day.
Yep, and that's today. So this is airing on game day. Again, 1:30, the small school all-star game kicks off. At 5 o'clock, the large school, Titan Stadium, UW-Oshkosh. If you're just sitting around listening to us and you feel like, boy, you're in need of some football, high school football, you're jonesing a little bit, and we're not going to get this going till the third week in August, come on up. It's an hour and a half drive up to UW-Oshkosh from the Milwaukee area.
Amber, could you give our listeners an idea of the different ways that Children's Hospital has used money for this game? I know myself of a couple of things for sure that the money has been used for, but the money is translated into something specifically for the children. Give us an idea of some of the things that have happened with that money.
Yes, I know in the past, a lot of the money has gone to the teen lounge, and that's where the kiddos that are in the hospital, for them just to get away and be a teen, they can go to this lounge, they can just be with other teenagers, they can play video games, they could just get away to read a book, and no adults are allowed in this lounge, so it's just a cool getaway for them.
And by the way, Amber, I got destroyed in a foosball game once in the teen lounge. I cut a commercial, Mike, and I played somebody in foosball and just got destroyed.
That does.
But anyway.
Yeah, you're competitive, but they beat you pretty good. That's awesome.
Hey, that's okay. It's not my sport either.
No. Hey, speaking of that, Amber, what's your background? Where did you grow up and go to school?
I went to Hortonville High School.
Okay.
I stayed here in the Fox Cities, and I went to school for marketing at Fox Valley Tech, and I've just been in the area. I've stayed in Neenah, and I actually work out of Neenah at our satellite hospital.
That's awesome. You're a Wisconsin girl, a cheesehead through and through, right?
Yes.
That a girl. We're talking to Amber Tomsovic. She is the, again, Children's Hospital rep for this WFCA All-Star Game. If you, more information on the games that are being played today. In fact, the A-Man game just kicked off. CHWEvents.org. And again, if we can probably go the next 4 or 5 days to be able to still donate to this cause. How did the boys this year do as far as their donations? How their fundraising, have they done pretty well?
Yes, and actually, I'm going to give you a direct link for the WFCA.
Sure.
It's chw.org/WFCA, and you can learn more about WFCA at that site.
Excellent. Let me do that again. I'm sorry, Amber. chw.org/WFCA, and I'll promote that website throughout the rest of the show. So I appreciate you giving that to me.
Perfect.
So how did our boys do this year? So far, so good.
Yes, the players and coaches raised more than $368,406, with more still coming in.
Yeah, you won't know the totals until for some time yet. So you're well on your way.
Yes.
Is there a goal each year, Amber?
A what?
Is there a goal? Are you looking? Do you have a goal and say, look, we're hoping to get to 400. We're hoping to get to 370. Is there a goal that you have for this year?
Yes, my goal was 440,000.
Okay. So we got to giddy up just a little bit. And they'll raise some money. And we're going to talk to Jerry coming up, and the money that you guys raise in the raffles, those like they'll go directly into this pot.
Yes.
Is there any money from the game itself, or does UW-Oshkosh get that? Ticket sales and concessions, stuff like that.
Well, they will sell concessions that they keep at Oshkosh, but as far as tickets and so on, the WFCA and Children's Hospital will get that.
Beautiful. So we can still hit that number. 440 is Amber's goal, and look, she's a girl from Neenah. And let's make sure she hits the goal that she set out on this, and we're not that far off. You can still donate. And again, chw.org/WFCA to get this thing done. Hey, Amber, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the work that you've put in this game over the years. And good luck this week. This is going to be a good week for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, Amber, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you Friday night.
I'll be there.
You got it. Amber Tomsovic, Children's Hospital rep. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Kenda Carew, she's a Children's Hospital patient, is going to join us. And we'll talk to her again about the All-Star Games going on right now. If you can't get up to Titan Stadium, Fox Sports, 1:30 kickoff for the small school, 5 o'clock kickoff for the large school. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's Tom Swiddle. And we're talking a lot about what's going on today. Now, we recorded the show a little bit early, but today is All-Star Saturday for the WFCA. 1:30, the small school All-Star game kicks off. 5 o'clock, the large school at Titan Stadium. If you can't get to the stadium, Fox Sports is covering those two games. We're now joined on the phone, Kenda Carew, who is a Children's Hospital patient, and we're raising money for Children's Hospital through the WFC All-Star Game, and Kendra's been kind enough to join us. Kenda, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time. We really appreciate it. Can we talk a little bit about you're a patient at Children's Hospital. What's going on with you right now?
Yeah. So I first started going to Children's Hospital, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago, and it began with what we knew was just polycystic kidney disease. So that's something that runs in my family, and it's how I sort of kind of got connected with Children's Hospital, but it was something we were just monitoring. And then over the years, a lot of other things kind of started popping up, and I was diagnosed with a connective tissue disorder called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And it causes my joints to dislocate a lot very frequently, and also with limited kind of motion and mobility normally. It also affects my organs and everything internally. And that was kind of the main thing that got me into the dysautonomia clinic at Children's Hospital, which is something that can go along with a connective tissue disorder. And that just causes me a lot of dizziness, lightheadedness, headaches, just those kind of symptoms, generally not feeling well. And that was kind of it for a while until 2017. In January, I started having some numbness in my left foot, and it quickly progressed upwards, and we didn't know what was going on. I went to a lot of doctors in my area that we didn't really get any information from. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't even know what tests to run. So I ended up back at Children's Hospital again because of those connections I had made in the past. And I'm now diagnosed with an early onset form of multiple sclerosis, which is very rare to see in pediatrics at all. And Children's really helped me get connected with the right neurologist to take that case and to help me with my current treatment.
Oh, boy. Boy, Kenda, so it's been one thing after another. We certainly are praying for you that everything's going to be fine. And it's so hard because, you know, guys like me, we just go through our day, Kenda. And we understand the importance of Children's Hospital because we've been to Children's Hospital with our kids or grandkids or friends of ours' kids. But you're in the middle of you know, spending time at Children's Hospital, and we're trying to raise money for Children's Hospital. So if you can, your personal observation of how great the people at Children's Hospital are for you to work with?
Yeah, they're incredible. And I've had a lot of experience with people and doctors in my area, and they're all great. But when you go down to Children's, you really get next level care. And it's like that with every department I've been to. I've been to quite a few. And no matter which doctor I see or which department I go to, everything they do is for the right reasons. And they're very thorough with everything. And one of the things that I like to talk about the most is the way that they take care of the kids as if they're just kids and not really patients. Because when you're young and you're thought to be healthy for a long time, you kind of get used to just doing the normal things in your day-to-day life. You can play sports, you can go to school, you can hang out and do activities with your friends. And when that all stops, it's just as big a portion of what you're going through as much as any treatment or disease that you can have. And Children's Hospital acknowledges that and helps you kind of tackle that portion of it just as much as the medical side of it, which I really appreciated as a patient. And I know a lot of other patients that have had similar experiences and really find that that's what separates it from any other hospital.
Kendra, how old are you?
I'm 18.
18 years old.
Yeah.
You know, Kendra, I would prefer to be talking to you about what prom was like. You know, I'd prefer to be talking about where you're going to college and what you want to do. And you are so well spoken that I would assume that,
Thank you,
being a news anchor or being doing something like I do, which is on the radio, would be something that you would want. But you're so well spoken. What a great ambassador you are for Children's Hospital. And I just, I can't tell you how impressed I am with you. And I'm sure that you would prefer not to know so much about Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, though. And I think when I first got diagnosed, I made the decision, and my family is very supportive, and we made the decision that Children's Hospital has done a lot for me and a lot of other people that we know. So giving back is just something that I don't really consider it to be, you know, something above and beyond. It's just really what I want to do and what I can do. So I try and do as much as I can and use my story to help someone else or help spread awareness, because I think a lot of people don't know what Children's Hospital all does and how it can help people.
Kendra, I can see why Amber asked for you to join us for this show. Remarkable story that you've told, and again, I agree with Mike. You're so well spoken. Have you been at any of the Children's Hospital functions for the WFC All-Star Games in the past, perhaps as a patient involved in the coin flip or, you know, any of those things?
No, I haven't been to this one in the past. I've been to other events, but not specifically this.
Okay. Are you going to be involved at all at the banquet or the games or visiting Oshkosh or Whitewater?
I would like to be. I have a couple schedule conflicts on the actual day, but I'm hoping to make a little bit of it.
Hey, and you're going to school online at this point. What are you going to school for?
Well, right now, last year I finished my final year of high school, and this year we're kind of in between stages because at this point, going to college isn't going to be an option. So I'm just trying to take it year by year, get through my freshman round of college courses, and then kind of figure it out after that. But the medical field is very interesting to me just because of everything I've been exposed to. So something in that arena is very interesting.
Yeah, I look, with all the stuff that you've been through, Kendra, I bet that you would, that's something that you would be great at, to be able to give back. That whole servant leadership idea certainly rings to me in your voice and some of the things that you have gone through. Boy, your parents, they must be proud of you, because you sound awfully tough with the stuff that you have to go through. And I can't imagine there hasn't been nights that you haven't just looked up the sky and said, why me, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has been a lot of both. I think that, you know, it's been about 6 years that I've had a lot of these medical issues. So just time has really helped. And my family and I were very involved in our faith, and that has been the biggest help to me by far. So just taking it day by day and really relying on powers greater than myself is basically the biggest thing that has helped me to kind of accept what I'm going through.
Amen to that. As we talk to Kendra and we talk to Amber, look, if you didn't feel led to give to this this really good cause prior to, Kendra Carew, as a patient at Children's Hospital, has laid it out very nicely for you. Yeah, if you don't understand the great work that Children's Hospital of Wisconsin has done, ask her. She'll tell you. You go to chw.org/WFCA. We're behind a little bit on our goal for this week. You have another week. You have through next week to be able to give to this this All-Star game, and the money stays here. Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, chw.org/WFCA. Kendra, are you a sports fan?
Yes, huge.
You are? You're a Packer fan, Bucks, all of the Brewers, all of it?
All of the above, yep.
That's awesome. Hey, so I'm hoping, are you going to be able to get to the games today?
Yeah, I hope to be, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't know if you were going to, if during the week, I know you had some conflicts, but again, 1:30 is the small school kickoff and 5 o'clock large school. Do you live up in the valley?
Yeah, I live in Appleton.
That's perfect. Kendra, we really appreciate your time today.
Yes, thank you so much.
And look, Amber knows how to get all the time, can get a hold of me. If there's anything you need, if you're coming down to the Milwaukee market to the hospital here and you want to take a tour of some of these radio stations where I work, if you're looking for state fair tickets, any of that stuff, please, you know, reach out to Amber. Get her to reach out to me and let me take care of that for you and your family. It's certainly the least that we can do. And certainly our prayers are with you and the doctors that they have the wisdom to take care of you. And I'd love to, a year from now, have you going off to college saying, hey, look, now I think I want to be in radio because I had so much fun and I was so good on the radio, a few weeks ago or a year ago. So, Kendra Crew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Major Nicholas Morales, U.S. Marine, the U.S. Marines All-Star Game sponsor, and we'll talk to Nicholas on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. Tom, I'll tell you, Kendra Carew was impressive, man. We talked during the break, and my heart goes out to her, and prayers are with her and her family and the doctors that are going to be seeing her.
Yeah, what an impressive young lady.
Wow. She carried herself really, really well. Our next in-studio guest, and it's nice to meet him, Major Nicholas Morales, U.S. Marine Corps. They are an All-Star Game sponsor, and I thank Major Morales for his service. Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Really, thank you so much for your service and your time to come in today and talk a little bit about the importance of the All-Star Game and sponsors like the U.S. Marine Corps. So, again, thank you so much for sponsoring this game.
Yeah, thank you both for having me here today and for the opportunity for the sponsorship and the partnership that we have with the WFCA.
Hey, Major Morales, the partnership with the WFCA and being part of the WIA and some of the things that we do, I know it's important for the U.S. Marines to be able to shake the hands of student-athletes that are here in the state of Wisconsin, and it just makes a lot of sense for you guys, and you get a chance to be part of something like this where we're raising money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, and certainly as a U.S. Marine, you know all about giving back.
Well, that's right. I mean, as you said, Mike, Kendra's story just prior to the commercial break, I mean, what a powerful story. And to be able to participate, you know, for the Marine Corps to be able to sponsor an event that raises funds that helps to raise money for the Children's Hospital Wisconsin. It's important to us. It's important to shake the hands of student athletes, but I think for us it's much, much deeper than that. It's really about being a part of the community. And that's why we value this partnership, you know, so much, is to meet the student athletes, to meet the coaches, to meet the educators, to meet the parents, and to put in time, to put in work towards a cause that helps people like Kendra. We're very honored to participate in that.
Major Morales, we spoke earlier today on the phone, and I think I said this is about 4 years that the United States Marines have been a sponsor of the game. And, you know, I'm just amazed at how much your association with the game has added to the game and has just given it such a sort of a classy kind of glow to it, because you guys are involved and you do so much with the All-Star Games, starting with tomorrow, Tuesday. Again, this is being taped on Monday night. You will be at UW-Whitewater and then at Oshkosh on Wednesday. And you're going to be doing a team-building leadership exercise with all of the All-Star players. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. So, you know, when we try to reach out and build these partnerships with WFCA, WIAA, we reach out to the coaches throughout the state of Wisconsin to conduct what we call leadership cohesion exercises. So, you know, big thing for us in the Marine Corps, obviously, is leadership and it's mentorship. And Mike, you mentioned the word, you know, earlier about servant leadership. And that's really what we believe in, is you get the job done, you accomplish the mission, and you take care of your people. You take care of your Marines. And we'd like to take, you know, some of how we approach leadership and impart that on to the athletes and the coaches that'll be out there this week. Again, it's a phenomenal opportunity for us to partner. I was at the WIAA championships for track and field for women's softball and for baseball just a few weeks ago, and I was talking to a lot of the coaches out there, and it was very interesting to me when we said, "Hey, we're doing these leadership cohesion exercises. How can we partner with you to take your team's leadership development to the next level?" And just about every single coach I spoke to said, "This is exactly what I'm looking for." Because when I pull my team in and I say it's time for us to select a team captain, you know, I have to give them a speech that we're not just looking for the best athlete. We're not looking for necessarily the fastest or the strongest. We're looking for the leaders on the team. We're looking for the young men and the young women that when coach isn't around, they step up and they take the place of coach. And they can run the team through practices. They can run the team through drills. They can carry out the coach's intent while coach isn't around. And so those are some of the things we'd like to focus on this week out at UW-Whitewater and while we're at Oshkosh as well with these LCEs, is just leadership development and really focusing again on that servant leadership and how do you get the job done and how do you take care of your people.
We are talking to Major Nicholas Morales, U.S. Marine, California boy, but married a girl from Richland Center. So you know what? A typical U.S. Marine, I'll kick this coverage. He married a Wisconsin girl, and we're so pleased. What is your wife's name?
Jenna.
Jenna, you know what? And you fell in love with the Wauwatosa area, and that's really good. I like the fact that you were smart enough to marry a Wisconsin girl, Major Morales. Hey, this week, when we talked with Kendra about raising money for Children's Hospital, you know the importance. You have how many kids do you have?
I have two.
You have two kids.
Yep.
How old are they?
Winter, my oldest, she's about to turn 4.
Okay.
And Catalina, my youngest, just turned 2. And we got one on the way in November,
Oh, my.
Too.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
My goodness. You're busy. You are busy, and you know what? Hopefully, you personally will not have to spend much time at Children's Hospital. But I know, as a parent of two and a grandfather of four, four grandsons, and because I've lived, you know, in this area for my entire life, I've spent a lot of time at Children's Hospital. And I just, they do a better job than I think anybody in the country. And it's such a gem that we have here. And the least we can do is these young student athletes that are going through this week to play a high school football game, an All-Star game, the best of the best, they get a chance to go out and play, but they're going to learn so much about not only themselves, but their community this week. We can do, if you got 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 100 bucks, it's a chw.org/WFCA, CHW, so it's Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.org /WFCA. You know what? Look at kids from your conference. If you're my age, look at kids from the high school that you went to. Find somebody. Or you can just donate to the general fund. And I know that certainly Sergeant Morales, that you would recommend people go online today and help us out.
Yeah, absolutely. Please help us raise money for a great cause and the partnership that we have with WFCA that is a very important part of why we're participating in this.
And well, what I'd like to do, Major Morales, is just go through some of the things that, besides the leadership cohesion exercises that you're going to be doing, some of the other things that you guys will be involved with this week in the All-Star Game. You'll be the keynote speaker at the banquet on Friday night.
Correct.
Also at the banquet, you'll be giving out gift bags to all of the players, which is really appreciated. Mm-hmm. The Marines are supplying the color guard for all three games. They're also supplying the vocalist who will sing the national anthem before all three games. Major Morales is going to be involved in the coin flip along with Children's Hospital representatives before
Perfect.
All of the games. You will have, I don't want to call it a booth because it's going to be more than that. You're bringing some stuff up there, you know, but you'll have an area there that fans that come to the game can certainly check out. And on top of that, Fox Sports is going to interview at halftime of both games. And so there is really a Marine mark, if you will, Mike, at these games.
Boy, I don't know how you get better partners.
Oh,
you know, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, the U.S. Marines.
In my
business, that's a mic drop. You just drop the mic and go on home. And it's a shame that Sergeant Morales is
Major Morales.
Excuse me. Sorry, don't be good. Punching me. isn't more well spoken. Look, we talked to Kendra, who is unbelievable. This guy is, you know, he's a Marine through and through. How long have you been a Marine, by the way?
12 years.
12 years. Good move for you.
The best.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you, real quickly, we only have a minute. Your background, was this something that you saw? Did you go in right out of high school? Did you?
I went to the United States Naval Academy after high school. So I went there as a midshipman, selected Marine Corps out of there, graduated with my degree, bachelor's degree in political science. And, you know, joining the Marine Corps really had a lot to do with Marines that I met that mentored me, and I looked at all the services, which are all great. They're all very, very strong.
Sure.
They're the best in the world at their respective branches. But the Marines just displayed a certain level of leadership and mentorship that I really gravitated towards. I became an infantry officer. I've served with 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. I've been an instructor for advisors, and I served with 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines prior to getting here. So that's kind of my background and,
that's awesome.
And my genesis to the Marine Corps.
Hey, thank you so much for what you do, and thank you so much for the sponsorship to the WFCA. We really appreciate it, and good luck with that coin flip. Don't mess that up.
No, he will not.
You know what? There's no chance. He's getting nervous. He's been deployed. You think he's nervous about it? My goodness. He is Major Nicholas Morales, U.S. Marine Corps. We got to get to a break. Other side of the break, Kevin Bullis, head football coach, UW Whitewater, will join us. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
On the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development.
Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle, our next guest. And boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how we do this All-Star game without a guy like Kevin Bullis. He's the head football coach at UW-Whitewater. And UW-Whitewater hosts the South team during their week of practice. Kevin, we're taping this show during the week because I can't ask Tom Swiddle to not be really busy the day of the All-Star game because he's running around like crazy. And so we've only had a day or so that the boys have been at UW-Whitewater. How did today go? We get all the kinks out and these guys are going at it?
Oh, they jump in right off the bat. I mean, it's really... No, they jumped off right off to the bat.
Good.
Fantastic.
Well,
the weather's been a little bit steamy, but the coaches have adapted the schedule.
That's awesome. We really appreciate the the partnership that UW-Whitewater has with the WFCA and the All-Star Game, and these guys, you know, they get a chance to be on your campus for the week and then get up and play over at Titan Stadium at UW-Oshkosh. In fact, kickoff 1:30 today for the small school All-Star Game and 5 o'clock for the large school All-Star Game. And if you can't get up to Titan Stadium at UW-Oshkosh, certainly check them out on Fox Sports. Tom?
Coach, one of the things that I'm sure is blowing away a lot of the players at Whitewater are your facilities. And I know that you've done a lot of some new things that have gone up in the last year or so. Talk a little bit about your new locker room and all the other things that have happened at Whitewater.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Tom, last year at this time, we were scrambling just to get the locker rooms ready for the team. And we didn't have all the details tied together for them last year, and this year was beautiful. We were able to have the room fully ready, a $2.4 million locker room addition onto our locker facilities, which gave us basically a locker room with 110 lockers, basically what you would consider a Division I style, NFL-style type lockers, as well as a training facility for the athletes as well, in the sense of preparing them for practice and obviously, taking care of any of the injuries, the bumps and bruises that they get here during the course of camp.
Hey, Kevin, you know the importance of this game, and these kids get a chance to play one more, you know, high school football game. But in reality, the fact that they're raising money for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and the money stays right here in this area to what is one of the best hospitals in the country, it has to be interesting for somebody like you to be able to understand that these kids walk on campus at UW-Whitewater thinking it's all about a high school football game, and by the end of the week they understand there's just such a bigger picture than just that.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, you can see it. For me personally, it's just the Wednesday night when they have the scrimmage and some of the children are here attending the scrimmage, and for the players and the athletes to be able to see it firsthand. And I guarantee you, though, that many of them prior to even coming here have met people that have had the great care of Children's Hospital. I know even personally myself, my son volunteers at the Children's Hospital. So, I mean, to me, this is such a special, special event. Just to have a little part in, to me, is truly an honor.
Coach, you have, and we were talking about your facilities, and it is top-notch. And, Mike, I don't know if you ever get the chance to go to Whitewater and sit in Kevin's office. It's like you're overlooking. It's like you think you're at a Division I program. It's just an incredible view from his office, which is over the game stadium. But, you know, you have other things that they can use on campus. Obviously, they're eating in the cafeteria, but you open the weight room for them so they can continue their workouts. You even open the pool a couple nights a week in order for them to have a little downtime. What are some of the other things that the players are getting involved with at Whitewater on their off time?
Well, I know that they're also utilizing our on-campus facility, our university center, which has everything from a bowling alley to game rooms, as well as opportunities to use our food services. They're eating at Esker Hall this week as well. And so, I mean, I know that they're really getting a chance to utilize our entire campus, and it is a great campus. We're very fortunate here at UW-Whitewater.
I noticed the word library didn't come up in anybody's. I know they're not in class. Nobody's hitting the library, I don't think, at this point, Coach Bullis. Hey, Kevin,
it's probably the calm before the storm for these gentlemen.
Yeah. I agree. Hey, let's see if we can get off the game just quickly and talk a little bit, if you can. Jake Kumrose is having a pretty good offseason up in Green Bay, from what I understand. Does that surprise you at all that he's a guy that I keep hearing Aaron Rodgers talk about?
You know, Jake is such a great story, and he's a young man that transferred in here from the University of Illinois, and I've done nothing but see him continue to grow. I mean, nothing but continue to grow, and he's a young man that takes on a challenge, and I'll give credit to the whole Kumrose family. His younger brother Derek's on our team, and His older sister played basketball here on a team. I think it took second in nationals. And they're just such a competitive, grinding, hardworking family. And it doesn't surprise me. He's going to take advantage of every opportunity the Packers are giving him. And, you know, based off of what we're hearing in the media, he's definitely taking advantage of it.
Coach, how many players are coming to Whitewater that are on the current All-Star teams? I'm sure you've got a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't total up the teams or the players that we had in the North, but I know right now I think we got five on the South team that are coming that will be attending UW-Whitewater in the fall.
Boy, that's awesome. These kids get a chance to, you know, to spend a week on the campus, and then they'll be back in a few weeks to get things going. Hey, last question for you, Coach, and we're talking to Kevin Bullis, the head football coach at UW-Whitewater. How do things look for this coming season, Coach? And will it be a senior-laden team, a young team? What's the thought about this year's team at Whitewater?
You know, a year ago, we were really we were a senior-laden team on defense and a, relatively immature offense, relatively. And this year, it's really kind of flipped. Offensively, we're going to be a veteran-laden group and very excited about our offensive line and our wide receivers. The biggest thing that's going to be a new piece for us is going to be a quarterback with Cole Wilbur graduating. Defensively is going to be really the immature side of the ball for us. And so, I mean, our development, going to have to be at a faster rate, in all reality, on the defensive side. So I can guarantee you Coach Erickson, Coach Rendell, and Coach Cortez are excited about that challenge. But I couldn't wish for having some better guys coaching that group.
Boy, that's awesome. Well, we thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Good luck this year. And again, thank you for the partnership you have with the WFCA and for these kids to have such a great week and experience on the campus at UW-Whitewater. Kevin, thanks a lot for a couple minutes. Have a good I don't know if you get off season anymore. No off season. Good luck. Have a good relaxing time for the next couple of weeks, because then you get after it, and you guys are awfully busy. So thanks for your time, Kevin.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Mike.
You got it. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Jerry
Golombieski.
Golombieski. I'm going to get it. WFCA raffle chairman is going to join us. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGiver alongside Tom Swiddle against past president of WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame member. And boy, so far, so good. It's been a great show, Tom. Thanks for setting this thing up. Our next guest, he is the WFCA raffle chairman. And he's raising money, man. The raffles, all the money goes to Children's Hospital. And Jerry Golombieski, I'm close on that, so you be quiet, Swiddle. Coach, how you been?
I am very good.
Man, thank you so much. How long have you been working the WFCA raffle? How long have you been doing this thing?
I think from 1992.
Oh, man. So you know what you're doing at this point, right?
Yes, I got it down pretty good.
What kind of things are you going to be raffling off at Titan Stadium today? And we're taping this show a little bit early, but today during the three games at Titan Stadium, can you give us an idea on some of the things you're raffling off for Children's Hospital?
Yes, I can. Our big prize is a 1998 Blazer with 88,000 miles, and four-wheel drive, and it is in excellent shape. That is probably the biggest prize that we have.
That's a great prize. How much are raffle tickets?
They're $10.
$10 to win a 1998 Blazer with 88,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Not bad. I got to buy. I'm going to get me some of those raffle tickets, Jerry.
All right.
Hey, go ahead.
Then if you want to get into other things, we've Sports Illustrated All Stars that in their autograph with Joe Montana, Wayne Gretzky, Dan Marino, and I forgot who the fourth guy is. Then we got Prince, Joe Montana, Dan Marino autographed, Badger tickets, Barry Alvarez. Packers are generous. We've got Washington Redskin game and another packet of any game. We've got a J.J. Watt football. We've got a helmet with the three brothers signed it.
That ooh.
Kind of a collector's item.
Yeah, that's a big one right there.
Yeah. A diamond box. We've got two sets of four. This one's kind of hard to come by. It's a J.J. Watt autographed bear. The Badger hockey coach was very good to us. He gave us a parking pass, four tickets, a hockey stick, all autographed. The UW basketball gave us two tickets where you can sit on the bench with him. UWM has been good to us, men and women's. And we got a number of golf courses. Summerfest is good. Pedal Tavern. Then we've got the Tundra Lodge, a water park.
Man, all
something for everybody's taste.
Something
right?
for everybody. Yeah.
Right.
I tell you, Mike, you have to appreciate how hard Jerry works on this. Our last show, you asked, when does the next All-Star game, the work for that, begin?
Correct.
It never ends for Jerry. And he's always out there looking for things. And we kind of laugh about it, Dan Brunner and myself, because Jerry has no problem walking into Barry Alvarez's office. Honest to God, he'll walk in there and he'll say, Barry, I need helmet decals. I need this. I need that. And Barry just does it, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah. Right, Jerry? You and Barry are best friends.
Barry gave us five prints autographed. That I think they're going to go quite high in the raffle.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
Now, Jerry, every year you have a goal in mind for how much money you want to make on the raffles. What is your goal this year? You told me already, so I know you have one.
We're not going to make the goal, but the goal was $20,000.
Wow. Boy, that's...
I think we're going to come in about 18.
Well, you never know. We'll see. Maybe some people will surprise you, and you'll get to that 20. I love the fact that you know what, Jerry, you take this thing serious. You've been involved in this for a long time, so you understand the importance. And the fact that now the money is going to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, I'm sure that for you and for the rest of these coaches and the people that are involved in the game, you know, what a perfect partnership for these young student-athletes to learn about Children's Hospital and raising money at the same time. And, man, we appreciate it. Where do you find, Jerry, all the energy to get this thing done every year?
You know, I have a goal that I would like to raise $100,000 for Children's Hospital before I croak.
Well,
you're well on your way.
You're well on your way.
To raising the money, Jerry, not the other thing.
Yeah, not the other thing. Yeah.
We are at 77,000.
Well, you know what? You got another year, pal. You got to start hustling. In fact, on Sunday, I expect you to start hustling, trying to find things for next year. That's easy for me to say, sitting back here in a nice air-conditioned studio. Hey, Jerry, we really appreciate all the time. Last question for you. Over the years, what was the best auction item or best raffle prize that you came up with? That, and when you think about this over the years, which one stands out for you?
J.J. Watt is the most generous person there is. Every year, we make between $3,000 and $5,000 on J.J. Watt and his brother's helmets.
You know, Jerry, you know, JJ was going to play for me in the 2007 game, and he called me a week before players were to report and said that he wasn't going to play because he was going to be the starting tight end for Central Michigan, I think he went to first. And okay, you know, I replaced him, and I didn't give it much thought, you know.
Yeah, at that
now, all
point,
of a sudden, I'm looking at, I could have coached J.J. Watt.
Well, and you know, our next guest would have gotten his autograph. You know that.
I know
and
that it, for sure. Not,
yeah, there's no doubt. And we're going to talk to him. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time for the show today. Good luck with all this. And again, we appreciate all the time and sweat equity that you put into this All-Star game and doing all the work for these raffle prizes. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Jerry.
There is a couple other people. My wife works all year at it. And Greg and Sue Dufek.
That's awesome. Well, tell them thank you from us, Jerry, and we appreciate it, especially, you know, your wife, because I'm sure that, you know, sometimes she's like, Jerry, we're not doing that today. We're going on a date. We're going to hold hands and go to dinner. So we really appreciate her willingness and certainly the other couple's willingness to do this. Have a good day, Jerry. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break. Young man's been involved in this thing, and I look forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him in a while. T.C. Swiddle. His dad, a little bit overrated, but he's an awfully good kid. I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding. We'll get to T.C. Swiddle. He has seen this game from a number of different areas. His father's been involved with it, been the head coach of it a couple of times. The first time through, T.C. was he was a manager and a ball boy. And then come full circle, the next time Tom was the coach, who was the quarterback, he was one of the All-Stars that got to play in it. And we're going to get his perspective on this game this week in this event. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stake Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Alongside my co-host, he's Tom Swiddle. And I asked Tom for this next segment. I said, boy, like, can we get TC either on the phone or to come in studio with us and talk a little bit about his experience and his memories as being a former All-State player from Brookfield East. He played in the 2016 All-Star Game and was a ball boy and a manager for the 2007 All-Star Game. And it's really good to see him again. I told him the story about, look, he was a quarterback at Brookfield East, and he was on the small side. And I remember doing one of the Thursday Night Lights games, watching him warm up, thinking, man, this kid's going to get crushed. I hope this is a tough kid. I found out he's a really tough kid because you had him sticking his nose in there quite a bit. If I was his coach, I'd say, you know what, hand the ball off. Hand the ball off. He didn't. He did his reads like a champ, and there were times that he had the ball in his hands and he was going to get blasted. He jumped up and took control of that huddle. We are now joined in studio. He is now a cornerback over at Michigan Tech. I think it's his junior year. We'll figure that out. T.C. Swiddle. Young man, how you been?
I've been great.
Man, it's good to see you've gotten bigger, stronger, a little thicker. That college, those college boys put you in the weight room a little bit.
Absolutely. We have a great strength coach, and yeah, the program's really good. So,
hey, we're going to talk a little bit about the program at the end. I just wanted you here, TC, because we're, you know, the bottom line is we're trying to raise money for Children's Hospital. And I'm wondering, as a player, and I'm going to start with that part of it, and I've said this a number of times, you go into that week thinking this is all about football, and you come out at the end knowing that football was a part of it, but not anything near as big a part of this week as you thought.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, especially that meeting in March where we introduced the teams and we introduced the fundraiser, and we found out we were raising money for Children's Hospital, and It was huge because I have personal experience with Children's Hospital. I've had a surgery there, so it really hit home for me to do my part and raise a lot of money for them.
Man, that's awesome. And the amount of friendships, and Tom has talked, your dad has talked about this throughout the years, that I think it's a wonderful thing. You walk on into there, and you may have a teammate or two from Brookfield East, But a lot of these other guys, either you don't know or you competed against and you feel like you don't like them. And then all of a sudden, now you're in the locker room with them, and now you're in the dorm with them, and you're hanging out with them. Can you talk a little bit about that part of this week?
Yeah, it was crazy because that initial walkthrough through the locker room, when you get your gear, you get your jersey, you get everything, and you see all the familiar faces that, you know, you played. Like, for me, I play against Marquette High guys, the Sussex guys, the Brookfield Central guys, and the GMC Greater Metro Conference guys, and I'd recognize them right away, and I never thought I'd become such close friends with them right away, and we only hung out for maybe a week straight, right. And we're still talking to this day. So,
and that's
wild.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I think I've told this story on air before, but it was like during Christmas break, and I have this habit where I get up early every day, and I go down on the treadmill like 5:30 in the morning, you know, before school.
Sure.
I walk down into my basement, I turn the lights on, and I'm walking down the stairs, and I hear this all this groaning, and I look, there's probably 8 guys that are down there sleeping on the floor and on couches and stuff, you know, and it was, you know, the Sussex guys and the Brook Central guys and the Marquette guys. I bet you they never thought they'd be sleeping in my basement.
No,
you know?
No chance. Hey, TC, can we talk a little bit about that first year? You were a ball boy, and we talk a little bit about, you know, you getting autographs and stuff like that. When you were a little guy at that point, these basically were like professional football players for you.
Absolutely.
And your dad said, look, he was as much a part of this thing, you know, it being around and being able to hang out with these guys and be able to walk through the locker room and get autographs. Do you remember as a little kid just looking up to these guys?
Yeah. When I was younger, I don't know how old I was, maybe 9.
9, you were 9.
9.
And I just watched them practice, and I thought, oh, my God, these guys are incredible. This is unbelievable. These guys are huge. They're strong. They're fast. They're smart. They know how to play football really well, and they know how to practice really well. And I just wanted everyone's autograph because I thought everyone was going to the league.
That's, you know? Awesome. You know what that is. And, you know, these guys, because they're like, yeah, come here, I'll sign that. And thinking that, man, this little fella, what they don't know, and I think you kind of get an idea because then you played in it, and now you've got little guys who are ball boys asking you for your autograph. But the fact that whether you know it or not, Tom, these little guys look up to these guys, and they watch them all the time. How do they react to, you know, in the locker room? How do they react, you know, outside of the locker room, on the field, on the sidelines, all of that? And like he said, I thought all these guys were going to the league, and that's what these kids at that age think.
Oh, absolutely. I just remember and it wasn't just TC, but we had, like, Tommy Nenig was also, and Tommy played in the game in 2016 for the North.
Right.
His dad coached the North that year, and Tom Nenig was on my staff in 2007. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you look at that, and you think about these little guys, TC and Tommy Nenig, and now they're playing in the game, and, you know, it's like the full circle, you know. And yeah, I mean, they enjoyed their experience as being a ball boy, but I think they enjoyed their experience playing a whole lot better.
Hey, TC, what was it like that week at Whitewater? Was that a hot week for you?
Yeah, very hot.
Yeah? Not many air-conditioned rooms that I think, Coach, you got one, right?
Well, the first year.
Okay.
In 2007, I had the only air-conditioned room. After that, only the trainers got the air-conditioned rooms.
Man, who did you room with when you played?
I roomed with Ty Botsford from Sussex.
Man, so did you know him prior to that week? A little bit?
A little bit. Yeah, we grew up playing against each other in youth baseball and football, so I kind of knew of him, and then once we got to high school, we kind of started talking a little bit more and more.
Would you consider him a friend before that? Somebody you competed with?
Yeah, he was definitely a competitor. I don't know about a friend right away, but...
You guys are friends now?
Yeah, we're really good friends now,
see,
that's for sure.
Yeah, man, that's... That's the part of this, and again, throughout all these stories, can you imagine? We could have done the whole show with guys like TC Swiddle, who say, "Look, here's what I learned." The other part, that first practice had to be what it was like when you got to college, because now you're playing, you're the best of the best playing against the best of the best. That first couple of practices, were you like, "Man, everybody's good here"?
Yeah, it was crazy, just seeing all these plays being made and people doing crazy things that I haven't seen in practice. So It was wild.
One of the funniest parts of it was when we played the game on Saturday night, and we had TC's graduation party on the next day on Sunday. And a bunch of the guys came to the graduation party. I don't know. You must have had 15, 18, maybe 20 guys there. I don't know,
20.
From the team. And, you know, they're outside. And I was, you know, I stayed away because they just had me yelling at them for a week, right? They don't need me anymore, right? So, but my wife was out there and my in-laws. And my mother-in-law said to me, you know, I heard one of the guys say that, man, if college football was like this week was, it's going to be great.
It is, right?
For the most part, yeah. A little more pressure, but it's a lot of fun. Definitely
Was that when you look back at that week? Not when you were a ball boy, because that was fun. But that week that you played, was that a fun week for you?
Absolutely, that was one of the best weeks of my life, hands down. Don't even have to think about that. It was unbelievable. Just hanging around doing really nothing, hanging out in the one air-conditioned room at Whitewater.
doing football stuff.
Yeah, it was football and eating and sleeping. That's about it.
Hey, playing for your dad, and I coached my son. There's ups and downs. And look, any parent that coaches their child in a sport, there's going to be some ups and downs. When you look back at that, you look back and Matthew and I have been able to forget about the nonsense and any of the negatives, and now we just have fun with it. Same thing for you and Tom, your dad?
I think so, yeah. I just remember all the good stuff. I remember getting screamed at once in a while, but mostly good
TC
stuff.
TC was my whipping boy. He was. And if there's one thing that I could change going back, would be that. I was so hard on him, probably to show people he wasn't, you know, I wasn't playing a favorite here.
Right.
You know, I made him work, and he earned everything he got.
Tom, there's two ways of doing that, and I did it the same way as you, and I didn't realize it until I had Matthew come in, and we did Andy Cerrone and Cam Cerrone.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew and I did a father-son thing, and now he was out of high school and going to college, and he was telling me about things that he dealt with in the locker room and in the hallway at a place like Calvary Baptist in Menomonee Falls. So I'm sure, you know, if he hasn't shared with you, one day he will. You know, being a coach's kid, and the problem is Matthew was the best point guard we had in the school. Hands down, he just was.
Yeah.
And we had five seniors. He was a sophomore, and I started four seniors and a sophomore. Him, because he was the best point guard. Well, he caught a lot for that. And I know that TC did as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It just made him tougher.
That's right.
It made him tougher. You got to be so proud of him.
I am so proud.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great coachable young man, and he's a team player. I mean, he's for the team. Great student. He's just been wonderful.
TC, I can tell you this, that your dad and I have these conversations a lot. And you know what? He knows. He always wants to know what you're like when you can't smell his cologne. That's what I talk about, that statement. He's so proud of you and your sister. And keep up the good work. Thank you so much for your insight on this All-Star game that's going on again today. You can certainly still get involved as far as the charity. It's chw.org/WFCA. chw.org/WFCA. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Darius Crowley-Reed, running back from Greendale Martin Luther, will join us as he's just about to get this going. It's probably on the field as we speak, but they're kicking off at 1:30, the small school all-star game. TC, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
You bet. This is the what a good kid, huh? Yeah, look at you smiling over there. I got to tell you, when he gets done with school, maybe I'll fire you and have him come in.
I don't blame you for doing that.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybe they'll fire me and you guys will be the Swiddle Show. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. So last segment of the show. And look, I love all our guests. I just do. But this is my favorite. And I've gotten a chance to know this young man for a long time. Darius Crowley-Reed. Darius, how you been?
I've been good.
Man, congratulations. Let's talk about this All-Star game. In fact, let me go through it real quick. The eight-man All-Star game is being played right now. Now, we're taping this show, taping this segment before the show. 1:30 today, the small school All-Star game that Darius is playing in kicks off again today at 1:30. At 5 o'clock, the large school All-Star game up at UW-Oshkosh, Titan Stadium. UW-Oshkosh, hey, when you found out, and I'm sure that you had an idea throughout the season, when you found out that you're going to be part of the WFC All-Star Game, give me your thoughts on that.
When I found out, like, because that was the time after the season, I'm looking and looking and looking. I got the chills. It's just an opportunity that not a lot of people get. I feel a lot of people deserve to get, but they don't get the opportunity. So being picked on this team is something that I've been looking forward to ever since my brother Kenny Reed was in it in 2013. So it's just been something that I've looked forward to, and now that it's finally here, I'm excited. I'm going to play my best.
Hey, Darius, did Kenny tell you about the week and tell you about – because the kids that I talk to who have gone through it have always come back and said, look, I thought it was about football. And it was so much more. It was about meeting new friends, meeting guys who I competed against that I thought I didn't like, and now I do like. And the money raised for Children's Hospital, they've all come out of that week different people than they were going in because of all the other things that are going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He came back, and it was he had some good stories with a lot of different guys, just the funny memories. But he did 100% come back knowing that He changed lives of people that don't get the opportunity to put on shoulder pads every day, like we get the opportunity to. So he loved every moment of it. He said it was a tough week. It was one of the hottest weeks of the summer, but he said the opportunity was fun.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, too. And not a lot of air conditioning rooms up at Whitewater, just so you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rough week that way. But, man, the other thing is there's a lot of walking going on. And make sure you got the most comfortable tennis shoes with you when you're up there. Hey, I looked at the rosters, and you know, they've got some running backs on your roster along with the other roster, obviously. But I'm looking, and there's three kids, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, three guys from St. Catharines that I know you're okay with, but man, when you look back at your high school career, and it's been an unbelievable career, St. Catharines would have to be the thorn in the side.
100%, they are. They all know it. They know that coming into Martin Luther, playing at their place was always going to be an exciting game. Those guys have worked really hard for this for the 3 years that I played against them, and they got the opportunity. They took advantage of it. They did what they needed to do. But it's really cool to be on the same side as them now, so we can get a dub together.
Yeah, they can now block for you, man. That's what, and I'm sure they're looking forward to that as well. Hey, can we talk about what your future holds? You're heading up to Concordia, Minnesota, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when will you leave then for school?
I leave August 11th.
And you've been up there throughout the summer, though, working out and getting after it a little bit?
Yeah, I have.
So when you go up there, your brother, Chris plays there as well. Will you be able to room with him, or do you have to room with freshmen?
I'm going to room with freshmen. So
he's on the defensive side of the ball. He's an absolute beast. If you didn't get a chance to watch him play at Wisconsin Lutheran, I did. I got a chance twice to see him play. And this is a kid that I think should be playing, and I think you might agree, that maybe you two should be playing at a different school here in the state of Wisconsin, maybe 90 miles to the west, but that's just me. You're a big fan of his. You think maybe Wisconsin missed out on him as well?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that the developments he's made over the years, first of all, being a All-American as a sophomore in Division II, leading the nation in sacks in Division II, he's something different. His work ethic is crazy. If you work out once a day, he's going to work out three times. You work out twice, he's going to work out four. He's going to outwork you no matter what, on and off the field. And his relationship with Christ is something different. We have conversations about Christ when I was up there for the past 3 weeks. And when we did our devotions together, this man's like has the biggest smile on his face when he talks about Christ. And he gets the saddest face when he talks about the sin in the world and the people that what people do. And even his own life, when he does something wrong, he falls on his knees. And he's probably the next that closest thing to what my grandpa was.
Yeah.
And I can see it in him every single day.
What is he going to school for?
He's going to school for physical education.
And do you think ministry is in his?
Oh, 100%. He said to me, because I'm gonna major in physical education, minor in theology. He said he wished he had a minor in theology also, so he can get involved in it. But just so everyone knows, his goal is to be the first Division II athlete to be drafted in the first round of in the NFL. So if you don't know his name now, you will soon.
Yeah, I agree with that. What was interesting to me when I got a chance to do the sidelines for Thursday Night Lights and we did a Wisconsin Lutheran game is Chris might be the quietest of all of you. And, you know, just to get him to say hello sometimes, he's just quiet. He's a really nice, polite young man. And on the sidelines of the football field, he's not so quiet. He led that team. And they were getting beat pretty good in the game that we're at. And he said, we are not giving up. Nobody's giving up. Keep your head up. Let's go. We're going to start playing. And everybody responded to him. And it was pretty interesting to see that. And then when the game was over and I congratulated him, he was back being quiet again.
Yeah, that's him.
He's awfully good. Hey, let's talk about your career at Martin Luther, if we can. Started out came to the school as a sophomore. And I'm sure walked down the field at the first practice and guys were like, okay, guess we got a running back at this at this point. The senior year last year, and I tried to come up with the exact number, but I couldn't come up with how many touchdowns you got off kickoffs and punt stuff like that. But you had 52 total.
Yeah, about 50. It's around there. So
yeah, somewhere between 50 and 54 is what I came up with. And the interesting part is you only averaged 15 carries a game. At 44 rushing touchdowns, 15 carries a game, and that was because you didn't play a lot of second halves.
No, played regular season, played two third quarters, one fourth quarter. The playoffs, I played. We played three rounds. I played two full games.
Two full games. Big numbers at that point. Was it an easy decision for you, Darius, to go up to Concordia, Minnesota with Chris?
Throughout the recruiting process, no. They didn't offer me till late. They didn't think I would. They didn't think I was going to go Division II. But when I talked to my parents and we talked to the coach, we were like, you offer. You never know what could happen. And knowing my brother's up there, it's a close to home. It was the best decision for me to do. I could get an opportunity there. They wanted me to play right away, so it was something that I wanted to do.
And you've been on campus. It's a nice campus.
Oh yeah, really nice campus. I like it.
Good.
I like it a lot.
Man, I look forward to it. So this last high school football game for you, I would assume that you're going in to play well and try to get a win because you don't want to lose to the North, right?
No,
you don't want to do that. You raised enough money for Children's Hospital and understand that's what this whole thing is about. And the Children's Hospital people are so appreciative to the hard work that these high school players do. I'm really proud of you, Darius. And I got to tell you, I had a pretty good idea that as a basketball coach, I was going to win a state championship with you on our team. When I stepped out of the St. Catharines game, the locker room. We had 5 minutes to go before we had to hit the floor for the sectional semis, and you addressed the team, and I stood outside, and I listened. And sorry I was a little sneaky on you that way, but I had a pretty good feeling at that point that we were going to win. I have not been around a young man that has shown leadership the way you have and the way these guys on this team that I coached, that you were part of, how they reacted to somebody. The fact that you led us in prayer every single day after practice, you know, after games, you were the guy that we looked to, and I can't thank you enough, and I wanted to do this on the air, and I'm not going to tear up, man. I feel like I could, but I'm so proud of you as a young man, as a student athlete, and the things that you've done, not only for your family and for this community, but certainly for the school at Greendale Martin Luther, and man, I thank you for that, Darius.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Have fun. good luck on Titan Stadium, and make sure that you enjoy that game as much as possible. If people want to go up and watch it in person, you still have time. It's 1:30 today. Is kickoff at Titan Stadium, 5 o'clock for the large school game, and it'll also be on TV. You can check it out on Fox Sports. It's going to be on kickoff again at 1:30. Darius Crowley-Reed, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. We're gonna wrap this show up. This is the last segment. I think it's the last week, in fact. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.